Blog Talk Radio.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby.
And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Oh, I will believe it. 'Cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do.
You do. We are here for you.
Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Excuse me. Welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. Woo-woo! I am super excited. We have a phenomenal anointed woman of God that will be on shortly. Sit back, get ready, because she has a word from the Lord for you. First, give honor to God who's ahead of my life. I was out of order. Let me go back. First, give honor to God who's ahead of my life. The scripture for this morning is Romans 5 and 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into the grace, excuse me, this grace in which we now stand. There was Romans 5, excuse me, and 5, 1 through Father God, we ask you to come on this morning. Have your way. Less of your daughter and more of you. As she decreases, you increase in her. Speak to your people, Father God, and let them have the ears to hear, that want to hear, and the ones that don't want to hear, let them hear anyway. We ask you to send a blessing on her life from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Give her the wisdom that you gave her, Lord, to speak out today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Excuse me, y'all, these allergies is kicking in. But God, definitely want to give a shout-out to all the countries that's listening in. The United States, of course, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, South Africa, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Italy, France, Romania, and Thailand. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that some of y'all cannot openly praise God like we can, but don't lose hope. We on this side of the globe, your brothers and sisters in Christ on this side of the globe, is praying and interceding for you. You're not in this by yourself. We can come out and walk out our door and say, thank you, Jesus. If you can't, don't even worry about it. We will continue to pray and intercede for you. Remember, the first thing the enemy wants you to think is that you're alone. And we're here to tell you that you're not alone. God loves you in spite of what you're going through, in spite of the storm. Just think about it. The storm is just that. It's passing through. Don't stay weary in well-doing. Keep pushing. Remember, a just man falls 7 times. It's not about how many times he fell, but check this out. He got right back up and didn't give up. You might be going through something right now, but hear me well. It will not always be like that. You're a royal priesthood. Your father is a king, Lord of lords. You're beautifully and wonderfully made. Hold your head up, woman of God. I'm speaking to the women on today because since it's Women's Day Thursday. Hold your head up, woman of God. It won't be like this always. If you need help, if you're in Houston, we would definitely help and send you to the right people. If not, still reach out. We'll try our best and help you find somewhere to go. Don't get weary because somebody needs you. See, your testimony can save someone's life. Y'all know I've shared my testimony a few times, and I am who I am. Ex-gang member, dope dealer, madam, fighter. Yeah, me, little old apostle, Kishima, because God gave me that title. I don't emphasize on that title, but I'm Kishima. I'm still human. I made mistakes as well, but God loved me enough to give me another chance. So he woke you up this morning, giving you one more chance to be in the land of the living, to be above the ground and not underneath. That's a blessing by itself. This is a no judgment zone. We're not here to judge you, but we are on here to inspire and encourage you. Don't give up, woman of God. Hold on, because victory is right around the corner. Keep standing on the word of God. I say this all the time. You don't have to know how to speak in tongues to worship God. Absolutely not. God is right there with you always. We're going to go to a musical break. And when we be back, I will bring the woman of God on, get your pen, your paper together. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. You must press 1 so I know you want to speak to the woman of God, or if you need prayer. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hit me! How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I said, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Yeah.
can hear y'all. Everybody say.
Can't do it at all. So trust me, lean on him. If you don't know him, let me introduce you to him. His name is Jesus. He came and died on Calvary just for you and I. He loves you even though you go all the stuff you've been doing, the backslides, all that. He still loves you. He never left you. We leave him. Start reading. If you don't know the Lord, spend some time with him. Spend some one-on-one time with him, just you and him. Talk to him like I'm talking to you. You don't have to go to him any kind of way. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. Go to him with your heart and let him love on you, and you love on him. And I guarantee day by day to get better. Not saying it's going to get better overnight. Absolutely not. But the Bible says having faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Won't you try? Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Again, you must press 1 as soon as you dial the number so I know you want to speak or get prayer. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to bring the woman of God on. Get your pen, your paper, your Bibles together because I'm ready to eat. I know she have a word from the Lord just for you. I'm going to present to some and introduce the other. Apostle LaRonda Bradley. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning, woman of God. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed, blessed. These allergies kicking my butt, but that's okay. I'm going to go on mute. The floor is yours, and I'm ready to eat this morning.
Amen. Thank you for having me, Apostle Hashima. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, praise the Lord.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for accepting. Excuse me. Thank you for accepting.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we just so grateful to be here in the presence of the Lord. We just welcome you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just get your hearts and mind ready to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's so faithful. He's holy and righteous. He's deserving of all the glory, honor, and the praise that's due his name. Hallelujah. We're going to start with the foundational scripture for the theme of this Apostolic Women conference today, if you will. We're going to go to Proverbs 31, 16, and 17. But before we do that, I want to pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, we just bow down and worship you and praise you, Lord God. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We bless you for the power and presence of the Holy Spirit that is here to comfort us right now. We, Lord God, we just love you right now. I pray that I decrease and you increase, Father. Lord God, that you touch the hearts, oh God, of the listeners, Father, on this radio broadcast, Father, and you continue to bless the mighty woman of God in the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to bless her ministry, Father, and enlarge her territory in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let every listener, Father, be transformed and renewed in the spirit of their mind, Father. Continue to break up the fallow ground, oh God, and put new wine and new wineskins on this morning in the name of Jesus. So we bless your name. Hallelujah. Well, again, I want to just greet you with Jesus' joy. Again, my name is Apostle LaRonda Bradley, and we're going to begin in Proverbs 31, 16, and 17, and I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version. The Word of the Lord reads, "She considers a new field before she buys or accepts it, expanding prudently and not courting neglect of her present duties by assuming other duties with her savings of time and strength. She plants fruitful vines in her vineyards." Verse 17 reads, "She girds herself with strength, spiritual, mental, and physical fitness for her God-given task, and makes her arms strong and firm. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms." And I even want to read verse 18. This is my favorite verse right here. "She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night." Hallelujah. So I want to know, how do you perceive your merchandise? Do you see yourself as a woman of great value and a woman of great worth? Hallelujah. God wants you to see yourself through the eyes of the Spirit and through the eyes of faith as an apostolic and prophetic woman in this hour. I love what the Word of the Lord says, that says she tastes and sees that her gain from work with and for God is good. Her lamp goes not out, but it burns continually through the night, even through trouble, even through sorrow. And she warns away doubt and distrust. So we're looking at this Proverbs woman today. When we look at her characteristic, she was not afraid to venture into new businesses. She was able to provide for her family. She kept herself and her family in perfect health with proper food preparation and clothing. She is good to all that she comes in contact with. She's a resourceful woman. She's a strategic woman. She's an intentional woman. And so I want to encourage you today as a virtuous woman of God. God is calling you to this hour to be a divine disruptor. God is calling you to be a change agent. The Lord is calling you to transform the lives of those that you come in contact with, those that you encounter. God is calling you to manage well in this hour, to govern well, because the Lord says when you lead and are governed by the Holy Spirit, God will make everything that you do to prosper and succeed. God wants you to have a perception of the great worth and value that you have as a divine expression of the living God. See, your price is far above rubies, and you are a woman that fears the Lord. And the Lord says the woman that has this attitude and disposition shall be praised. A virtuous woman in the Hebrew is the word shayil. That means to be strong in moral and mental qualities,
that you are a person, a woman that walks in integrity. I want to encourage you today to be gentle with yourself, to be gentle with your process of becoming. Amen. God wants you to show self-compassion to yourself and self-love and have self-acceptance. That means even with your character defects and your shortcomings, God is calling you in this sacred season of we're in the month of Nisan on the Hebraic calendar. This is the redemptive cycle that we're in honoring the atonement that was made for us and looking to the one that sacrificed, that made a perfect sacrifice for us once and for all. So as you're taking time to go within to do introspection, I want to encourage you to take some time to do this introspection through journaling and looking into the Word of God to see a reflection of yourself so that you can begin to course correct as the Lord begins to bring rebuke and correction to us and then bring us into instruction in righteousness. You see, what Jeremiah learned is that when we're in a repentant state, that instruction will come from the Lord. So repentance is not wallowing in guilt and shame, but being in divine agreement and alignment with the living God, you know, beginning to agree with his prophetic patterns and the operation of his hand, that you're saying that I need to get my will in alignment with the will and purpose and plan of God. So what the Lord had told me to tell the women of God today is that he's requiring us to have a life of balance, to have a work-life balance, to have a ministry life balance, if you will. God wants you to pay attention to when your cup seems to be getting empty. Sometimes we feel fatigued as women. We feel depleted. We feel just exhausted because we're working so much. And God is calling us to a season of rest, to rest in him, to rest your mind, to rest your emotions. God is calling apostolic women to rise up as ministers of reconciliation, as ministers of peace, as ministers of harmony, as ministers of light, as ministers of love, as ministers of joy. You see, if the enemy can sap your joy, he can sap your strength. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. God wants you to release any fear or trepidation, anything that the world has broadcast that has caused you to be fearful or despondent or any despair. God wants to heal any depression, any kind of anxiety that has been coming over you. His perfect love will cast out that spirit of fear, that spirit of torment, that the thoughts that have tormented the mind. God wants you to be a listener, to be strategic in the way that you're guarding the gates to your soul. God says that he is calling you into this season to learn to take mastery over your mental faculties, to take mastery over your fears, so you are able to cast out that spirit of fear by the word of your mouth, by thinking about what you're thinking about, being consciously aware of your thought patterns to determine whether they're in alignment with the thoughts and mind of the living God. You see, his thoughts are good towards you, thoughts of peace and not evil. He wants to give you a hope and a future and expected end. So God is calling you women to go forth as divine disruptors. Hallelujah. This is a word from the Lord. What is a divine disruptor, you ask? Well, God is calling apostolic and prophetic women to walk in this kind of disposition and attitude where you are a person that will cause radical change in an existing industry or in a market by means of innovation. So God is calling forth the innovator in you to arise. This divine disruptor is a woman of God or a man of God even, one who alters the structure or the function of a system. Lord of God. God is calling you to be a solution to the systemic issues in the earth. There is a solution inside of you. The kingdom is within you. The solution, hallelujah, to any life problems are within you. God was so strategic in putting the treasure in your earthen vessel, if you will. God is saying, I'm calling you to be a disruptor for this purpose, to bring people from a state of dysfunction to functionality. God is saying, as a divine disruptor, you are a woman of God or a man of God that prevents something, especially a system or a process, from continuing as usual or as expected. You see, God says, as an agent of change, God is calling you to bring the kingdom culture down to the earth, to begin to seek the kingdom first in his righteousness, and God will begin to add unto you. When we're seeking his kingdom, we're seeking his reign, his rule, his realm, his, again, his operation of his hand, his prophetic patterns, his prophetic cycles that he has. Another point that I want to make this morning is that God is calling apostolic and prophetic women to be divine shifters. What is a divine shifter? It's an apostolic woman or emissary of the living God that is found as, again, an innovative person. When you're innovative, you have an innovative way of doing business in an existing sector, or you begin to create a new market, and in the process, you begin to shake up the status quo. Glory to God. As an innovative woman, God is downloading in your spirit in this hour and introducing you to new methodologies, new ideas. He's calling you to be a creative thinker, Lord of God. He's calling you to unlock the kingdom mysteries that are within you because you have creative abilities, Lord of God. So when you're a strategic thinker, you're focused on the things of God. As an innovator in this hour, as an apostolic and prophetic woman, God is calling you to renew and alter the way things have been done. So God is saying that he's calling you to begin to pull down that stronghold and remove and uproot any embedded theology that doesn't serve you anymore. That means to unlock and to uproot, glory to God, everything that has been tradition in your life, the traditions of man or the philosophy of man that has caused you to be stagnant, that has caused you to be stuck, that has caused you to be futile. God says he wants to remove futility, and you have to be connected in a greater and deeper level to the vine, Lord of God, for you are the branch, so that you can be fruitful and your fruit can remain in this hour. Innovative woman, rise up, because when you have the ability to adapt and be resourceful in unexpected situations, because God has put a solution within you. The motivating, God wants you to be motivated and inspired to identify where things can be improved in the places that you have influence in. And God wants you to begin to act on those divine instructions that you receive, because when your faith is quickened, you have a corresponding action, and your faith is activated by love. God wants you to be enthusiastic about the things of God. God wants to renew you and restore you. Lord of God, God wants you to be enthusiastic about trying new things, to get away from the familiar, to begin to gain new skills, to begin to stir up those gifts that are within you. That's why God is divinely connecting apostolic women and prophetic women to one another, those that are ready to go to another level and a new dimension, those that are ready to expand the kingdom of God. God is enlarging your territory in this hour, but it's going to require some things of you. God is saying, in order to accomplish this greatness or to unlock the greatness that's within you and to tap into your divine genius. God is saying that the creative approach to problem solving will be achieved by seeking the full counsel of the living God, by sitting at his feet, by going, being quiet and still. Hallelujah. God says, God wants you, hallelujah, to practice spiritual disciplines in this hour by going deeper in your level of consecration to the living God. What did the Proverbs 31 woman say? That she works for others willingly and she cheerfully does it from her heart. God is doing a realignment in our hearts so that we can walk with unfeigned love and that we can begin, glory to God, to, hallelujah, walk without hypocrisy so that he could begin to uproot any things in us that make us feel like a private failure and being a public success. He wants us to get to a place where we're not honoring him with our lips and our hearts are far from him, but to begin to examine our hearts because sometimes our heart is evil and we don't know that it is. So when you begin to, glory to God, you begin to repent, and you begin to acknowledge the Lord and begin to profess to the Lord that, Lord, I've fallen short of the glory of God. Forgive me for the ways that I've profaned the holiness of your name, or forgive me the ways that I've misrepresented you. Forgive me of the ways that I've grieved the Holy Spirit. Forgive me of the ways that I've been doing it in my own strength and my own might, because it's by your power and by your spirit that I will be successful, Lord God. So you allow Yahweh Teshua to begin to strengthen you in your area of weakness. Where you are weak, his strength is being made perfect in your life right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God says the characteristic is that she's honest and upright in all her business dealings. Glory to God. Her clothing shows marks of refinement and grace. You are a woman of grace. Hallelujah. God says that in this decade of the declarer, God says that you will be mindful of your mouth gate, that you will begin to open up your mouth and you will begin to speak wisdom, that kindness is the grace of your lips. In this hour, God is saying, women of God, you are a woman of wisdom, an intelligent being, a spiritual being, a speaking spirit, a quickening spirit, just like God. God is saying that I'm calling you higher and deeper. Deep is calling unto deep. God is saying that he sees you, Lord God, and he wants you to see yourself as he sees you, to see yourself through the eyes of the spirit and through the eyes of faith. God is calling you forth to be highly cultured in your mind, in your mannerisms. Your gracefulness will begin to demonstrate that you are even-tempered in all your ways. That means that you are taking mastery over your mental faculties again and over your mental, hallelujah, over your heart, your mind, and your will and your emotions, glory to God. That means that you're able to exemplify the fruit of the spirit of self-control, to begin to manage yourself more accordingly so that you can govern well in this hour. God is saying that in this hour, God says that you must be learning to take mastery again and recognize when you are out of balance, hallelujah, and when you're experiencing burnout, so that he wants you to be intentional with your self-care and to go into that secret place so that you could be replenished and restored. God is replenishing you in this hour, hallelujah, so that you can be more resourceful and more useful, hallelujah, to all those that you're encountering. God wants you to know how valuable you are to him. When you recognize your value, when someone is invaluable, their value is beyond estimation. This word invaluable describes something that is precious, that cannot, hallelujah, that one cannot assign a price to it. We remember with the word of God, I must reiterate that your price is above rubies. So it describes something that is of a great value. That means that woman of God,
apostolic and prophetic women of God, of the Most High God. You are priceless. You are essential in the things of the of God. That means that you are absolutely necessary in this hour, in this dispensation, in this time. You are extremely important to the living God. You are extremely important in the kingdom of God. God wants you to press past your emotions and your feelings that tell you that you're not good enough. Press past your emotions and feelings that tell you that you're not worthy. Press past your emotions and feelings that tell you that you're not important. You got to uproot the lies of the enemy, the ways that you've remained self-deceived. God wants to bring you into divine truth and baptize you again in his grace and truth. But when you receive that baptism, God will purge out every lie of the enemy. You are necessary. You are vital. You are indispensable. You are needed. You are significant. You are key. When you are key in the kingdom, when you are an instrument of the living God, you are paramount. You have crucial importance. You are needed in the kingdom of God. God is calling you to develop new systems of thought, new systems of behavior, new systems of that will replace and destroy the evil system that's in place. Forgive me, I got a little distracted. But you are indispensable. And God is saying you are absolutely necessary, and you are inherently good, made in the very image and likeness of the living God. You are a proficient woman, having great knowledge and experience. So that means that not only do you have wisdom, but you have knowledge. When you have wisdom, you have applied experiences. That means that your experiences are valuable in the kingdom of God. That word proficient comes from a Latin word meaning that you're making progress and that God is unlocking your expertise in this field. The books that are being birthed in and through and out of you in this hour will be your way of God giving you the power to create wealth in the earth realm. The businesses that God is unlocking in you is calling you to a higher height where you can begin to unlock the riches, the true riches of Christ that are within you. Now, God is saying these characteristics that you have, not only are you invaluable, but God trusts you. You're trustworthy. You're inherently good. You're ingenious. That means you're proficient. You're thrifty. That means your labor of love has not been overlooked. God sees your labor of love in what you've been doing, and he will be your exceeding just reward. He will be your inheritance. He will bless you as his heritage, as his portion in the earth. God is saying that he's restoring the fortunes of his people. God not only sees you as, he sees you as dutiful, as a person that's versatile, judicious, tireless, healthy, joyful, efficient, watchful, cautious. This is a woman that has great significance, great value. He sees you with thriftiness, skillfulness, charitable, hallelujah, generous, merciful. You see, in the Proverbs 16, it says that through love, mercy, truth, and fidelity toward God and man, all iniquity is purged out of your heart. So when we're walking as kingdom citizens, as apostolic and prophetic women, as God's emissaries in the earth, God says that I want you, where you see any hatred, I want you to come with the spirit of love. When you see sadness, that you come with the spirit of joy. When you see people that have doubt and discouragement, you come with hope. When you see discord, you come with harmony. So everything that you see that's not in divine alignment and divine order with the living God, you begin to do the opposite because God perfects us with his love. He brings the sunshine on the both the good and evil. God is a wonderful God. His way of doing things is that his goodness leads to repentance. So when we be good to people that don't deserve it or don't treat us well, God looks at us as operating just like he did. Just imagine in this week that we're celebrating the atonement, hallelujah, of our living God, when they were spitting in his face, when they were mocking him, when they were telling him, you healed others, you are you able to heal yourself, hallelujah, when they pressed the thorn in his skull to the blood in the water just began to run down, glory to God, when he sit there and he answered them not a word, when he felt forsaken by his father and said, Eli, Eli, sabachthani, why have you forsaken me? He saw you. He saw me. He saw our need for a savior. He saw that we need salvation. Salvation is about us being delivered from our self-destructive ways, for our ways of self-sabotage, of our ways, hallelujah, of doing things our way, of leaning on our own understanding. So he made a way of escape to remove the enmity that we had in our mind, glory to God, the ways that we hated God in our mental faculties before we experienced regeneration. God says that he wants you to be born again and born from above so that you can see and you can enter into the kingdom, so that you can have, hallelujah, perception that's based on the kingdom of God, that's based on things that are above and not things beneath, so that you can begin to shift your thinking to think on things that are lovely, things that are honest, things that are a good report, so God can begin to shift your mental faculties so that you can shift others as you being converted, glory to God, continuously, as God is a progressive God. He's taking you deeper and higher, moving you from faith to glory to God, glory, glory to God. God is calling you, hallelujah, to begin, hallelujah, to think innovatively, to think strategically. Remember, God says he wants you to walk fearlessly in this hour, knowing that power belongs to God, and the preeminent one that's living in you is the very one that is raised Christ from the dead. That is the power of the living God that's in you. God is saying that you are a quickening spirit just like God. You are a speaking spirit just like God, and you have the power to shift your family, to shift your community, to shift this nation through the power of your words that you speak, Lord of God. When God is speaking to you in secret in this hour, God is calling you to speak it boldly, courageously, hallelujah, knowing that the whole host of heaven is backing you up, that the angels are hearkening to the voice of the living God. For when you begin to speak the word of God, God says that you, when you pray his will, that you will have this assurance and this confidence that you know that you have the things that you have prayed about. Amen. God is shifting our prayer life to call us to affirmative prayer, to affirm truth, to say the same thing that the Lord is saying. We are not called to beg and beseech God. We are not looking to God that's far away. We're looking to the God that's nigh in our mouth and in our heart, the God that is within us, the kingdom that's within us. In the name of Jesus, God is saying that you're a clever woman. You're a refined woman. God is calling you. He's restoring your respectability. He's restoring, hallelujah, your whole life. He wants you to see yourself as complete in Christ Jesus. This is why we've been under so much attack, because of us being solution-oriented and being, hallelujah, agents of change in this hour. Glory to God. God is raising up the feminine voice to bring balance to the body of Christ, because we are male, it's male dominated at this time, but God is calling us to a balance, glory to God, where the matriarchs and patriarchs will begin to be complementary to one another in the name of Jesus. For in the realm of the spirit, there's neither male or female, but we are spirit. We are pure spirit operating as a living, hallelujah, a vessel of the Most High God, as living epistles, as living oracles in this hour. God is calling us and transition us from moving from the old order into the new order. He's calling up apostolic and prophetic women to arise, glory to God, as ministers of the spirit and not of the letter of the law. Glory to God, as a minister of the Spirit, you're led and governed by the Holy Spirit. You die to yourself. You die to your flesh. Glory to God, you're not led hallelujah, by your emotions, but you submit your soul unto your spirit. Your spirit man will rise up again above the soulish realm. You begin to come out of the victim consciousness, and you begin to move in verity consciousness, which is oneness with the Lord. You begin to see yourself as one with the Father. You see yourself as when you move, God is moving with you because you know that the Father is dwelling in you, doing the work. You begin to decree and declare that me and my Father are one, that I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I hear my Father say in the secret place. So God is unlocking your prophetic ears in this hour to hear on another level, on another frequency, to be in alignment with the frequencies of heaven, to be in alignment with the frequencies of the Holy Spirit. God is saying he's calling you as an industrious woman, as a prosperous woman, as a dependable woman, as a woman that's honest, a woman that's confident, a woman that's a prisoner of hope, that you can begin to instill hope in others. He's calling you, hallelujah, to walk in prudence, to be practical, to give people a practical way of using the word of God, to begin to lead by example, to lead out of your very being. When you begin to see yourself as in him I live and move and have my very being, you begin to see yourself, hallelujah, and God begins to remove every distortion, every delusion, every confusion, everything, hallelujah, that has gotten away of in what God is doing for you. In this hour, God is calling you to excel in your virtue. God is calling for God-fearing women that are humble. Lord of God, that you humble yourself under his mighty hand. In due time, he will exalt you. God is enlarging your territory in this hour. Lord of God, God will honor you. Lord of God, as you honor him, Lord of God. So God wants you to just manifest the glory of the living God in this hour, because you are a glory carrier in the name of Jesus. In this month of, in this season of Nisan, in the Passover season, know that our Passover lamb has paid the price for you to walk, hallelujah, uprightly, to walk as a woman that's full, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, receive a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. God has anointed you afresh to do good and heal all those that are oppressed. God is giving you everything pertaining to life and godliness. He's giving you every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Hallelujah, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're the workmanship of his hand. You're the apple of his eye. Begin to see yourself rightly in the name of Jesus. All those things that have damaged us, hallelujah, those that have gone through, hallelujah, divorce and separation, God is saying he's removing your shame and your reproach from being a divorcee. He's removing, hallelujah, your reproach for his namesake. He's vindicating the holiness of his name through you. Glory to God, anything that has called you, hallelujah, to lack confidence, God is restoring that confidence. God says, as you have confidence in the anointing, hallelujah, the anointing will begin to destroy every yoke of bondage in your life, will begin to loose the bands of wickedness in your life. God is saying that you begin to decree and declare that you're his anointed and you're his anointed one. As he was in the world, so are you. God is giving you the power of attorney. He's giving you dunamis and exousia power. He's giving you, hallelujah, the right to use his power to begin to speak with authority, with boldness, with accuracy, with effectiveness in the name of Jesus. God says, I want you to begin to see yourself as a child of God. Hallelujah. Those that receive God, hallelujah, become, he gave you power to be sons of the living God. Sons of God are born in the image and likeness of the living God. You begin to understand that you are partaker of the divine nature, and you will begin to receive divine actualization, where when you begin to see yourself through his eyes, God will give you God esteem and God sufficiency. God says, I want you to, your self-consciousness to decrease and your God consciousness to rise up. Therefore, then you will walk in confidence. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit's goodness and grace, love and power are a part of your very divine identity. Hallelujah. As you are a divine expression of the Holy God, the living God, any mistakes that you have made as a woman, hallelujah, God is saying any shortcomings pale in comparison to the rich spiritual inheritance that God has given you and who you are in the earth. Begin to have confidence hallelujah, from your divine nature, your divine identity, then you will begin to embody, hallelujah, the very things that God wants you to do. You will begin to experience and appropriate the unconditional love of the living God. You will appropriate his love and forgiveness. Hallelujah, you will accept yourself, glory to God, and see yourself through his eyes. Hallelujah, rise up. God wants your voice to be heard. He doesn't want you to be silenced in this hour. Align your thoughts and your words and your actions with spiritual truth in this hour. God is saying, seek first the kingdom of God. First, oh, hallelujah, that kingdom where he begins to unlock your spiritual consciousness, where you no longer condemn, where you no longer, hallelujah, have sin consciousness, but you have righteousness consciousness. When you walk with righteousness consciousness, hallelujah, you have boldness in the name of Jesus. God is calling you higher and deeper. Hallelujah, glory to God. God is giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you begin to bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. God is calling you to a place of divine integration. As I begin to bring this teaching to a close, God says, I want you to affirm the truth. Hallelujah, begin to decree and declare that I feel alive as I nourish all parts of me. I will lose my luster if I do not tend to my needs, if I do not have balance in this hour, when I begin to care for myself and make sure I have what I need, good nutrition, sound mind, restful sleep, and a time for spiritual practices, spiritual disciplines, time to meditate, time to do introspection through journaling, time, oh God, to sit still and sit quiet in the presence of God, to begin to quiet every other voice so I can hear the voice of the living God, so I can hear that still small voice. We have to quiet even our own voice so we can hear the living God in prayer, in meditation, hallelujah, in light of the truth of the living God. As we begin to resume activities, we will begin to seek the company of people who value and treasure who we are. We will no longer tolerate being tolerated. Glory to God. We will be with people that see our virtue and our worth, that we're women of great worth and value, deserving of love, deserving, hallelujah, of being treated like a queen that we are. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, when we begin to walk in this place, we're going to experience healthy vibrancy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to be energized. Hallelujah, glory to God, for we're going to operate from the spirit of love. Then we're going to attract more synergistic relationships in the name of Jesus. God wants us to heal holistically, to be whole and complete in Christ Jesus in this hour, in the name of Jesus. God says, do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, that the God Spirit dwells in you? God is going to heal you, glory to God, everywhere you hurt. Healing, oh God, hallelujah, is the children's bread. Hallelujah, begin to decree with me that I am in the flow of the healing light of the living God. Healing is mine in the name of Jesus. I am in the flow of healing light. Whether I'm hallelujah, glory to God, I'm going to relax into this new being that I am. Hallelujah, my mind and my heart, hallelujah, are content by the spirit of grace. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to move in a divine stream in this hour, a divine stream of innovative ideas in the name of Jesus, glory to God, because I'm rising above fearful thoughts. And I'm affirming the mighty power of God that's within me is greater than any of my current situations or circumstances. In the name of Jesus, I'm rising above my situation. I'm moving, oh God, hallelujah, from my seated position, my joint seated position in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, as you begin to see yourself through the eyes of God, you're going to become more peaceful as you receive deeper healing. Glory to God, God is moving you from dysfunctionality to functionality. He's fortifying you from the inside out, moment by moment. God is cleansing your mind and your body with when you begin to affirm truth. Hallelujah. Affirm your wholeness. Affirm your wellness. Begin to decree that I am restored. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is calling you to heal the brokenhearted and bind up the wounds. Hallelujah. Of his daughters that are hurting or souls that have been wounded, souls that have been forgotten, to heal, oh God, our mighty men of valor, to heal the sons and daughters. We need balance in this hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for shifting us in this hour. Glory to God, we thank you, Father, for this word that went forth, oh God, everyone, oh God, that received this word tonight, Father, let it, oh God, produce results, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, lift them up to a higher level and dimension in you, begin to restore the joy of their salvation, begin to comfort them as only you can do in the name of Jesus, Lord God, begin to enlarge their territory, Father, open up the window of heaven and pour them out a blessing they won't have room to receive in the name of Jesus, as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, we thank you for the blessings that you are bestowing upon your people, the blessings that make them rich that add no sorrow to it, your blessings that make them wealthy with no more painful toil, in the name of Jesus, oh God, anyone that doesn't know you, Father, draw them, oh God, with cords of love, let your goodness lead them to repentance, we thank you, Father, for unbroken companionship with you, you said you would no longer hide yourself from us, but we will behold our teacher continually in the name of Jesus, oh God, we bless you for the Holy Spirit that's comforting and leading your people in all truth, baptize them again in your grace and truth in the name of Jesus, oh God, strengthen the arms of your women of God as your apostolic and prophetic women that you brought to the kingdom for such a time as this, thank you for sparing our lives, oh God, thank you that we're a remnant of women that survived, oh God, that you strengthen in us right now, Father, that you brought us to the kingdom for such a time as this. Thank you for remembering us, your handmaidens, for your namesake, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, oh God, for everything you're doing on the inside, where the kingdom of heaven is within us, in the name of Jesus. Unlock the kingdom mysteries within your daughters, in the name of Jesus. Unlock their prophetic ears so they can hear on another level, on another frequency, on another dimension in you, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Father. Oh, bless your name, God, thank you. We glorify your name. We thank you for the victory and causing us to triumph as we move from your finished work. So, God, thank you for destroying the works of the enemy, that no weapon that's been formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned, for we are the heritage of the living God, and we bless your name, Father. Oh, bless your name, God. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a word on this morning. Remember, she spoke from Proverbs 31, 16 through 18. How do you see yourself? That'll preach by itself. How do you see yourself? Divine shifter. God is calling apostolic women to come in and shift the atmosphere. Thank you so much, Apostle Bradley, for coming on and delivering that word. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out this morning to your people. Bless her tremendously for accepting the invitation and coming on to do just what you called her to do. Bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Open doors that no man can open for her but you. Bless her tremendously, Lord. Give her the strength that she gave back out. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle, let the people know, excuse me, how they can contact you if they want you to come speak, or if you have any upcoming events, or how can they reach you?
Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I have a few events coming up, and people can reach me through my website, which is www.LarondaBradleyMinistries.org. My name is spelled LARHONDA and Bradley, BRADLEY, ministries.org. They can reach me on my Facebook page. They can either look at the Apostle LaRonda Bradley page or just my regular page, LaRonda Bradley. And they can reach me at 832-609-6064 if they need counseling or mentorship, or if they need me for speaking engagements. I'm available for that as well. I have some online events that are coming up on Saturday. I'm doing a roundtable discussion. I'm a Southwest Regional Director of the Women of Destiny with the Kingdom Destiny Fellowship under Hallelujah KDFI International Global Ministries. And the discussion focus is going to be on holistic process of understanding your mindset, your perceptions, the faculty of consciousness,
and how reasonings and judgments impact the whole woman. So we have flyers on my page that show the Zoom meeting ID and passcode there. And I also have an in-person gathering for those that are in Houston, Texas, that evening on Saturday, April the 8th at 5:30 p.m. We're going to be celebrating the Passover season, celebrating the month of Nisan, and celebrating the redemptive cycle of God. And we're just going to come together to love on each other and just celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So thank you again for having me on the show. This has been so exciting, and I didn't even know it was a radio broadcast. I thought it was a teleconference. So God is so awesome. I look forward to growing our greatness together and advancing the kingdom of God.
Absolutely, because Chief and I are big on supporting one another, especially the kingdom. People don't do that, but we do. So it's not about me. It's not about him. It's not about you. It's about getting the word of God out to the ones that that's not able to hear. See, in some of the countries that we're listening to, they can't openly praise God like we can. So they can get killed, put in jail. You know, so that's the reason for us to go out to the highways and byways and compel them to come. We might be the only way of hearing anything about God for these people. That's why it's important for us to get it out. It's not about bragging about us, absolutely not. But somebody needs to hear what you've been through to let them know that they can overcome the very same thing you came out of. That's what I love about the broadcast. And if anybody want to reach out to a household that didn't hear, you can definitely text me at 346-419-2529. I will connect you with the woman of God. If you didn't hear her upcoming events, you can go back and hit the replay or reach out to me. I will connect you. It's not about me. It's not about her. It's about us helping you, realizing who you are and whose you are. And God loves you. He's always been right there. It's us that leave him. So I thank you again, woman of God, for coming on and delivering that word. We have business to do for the kingdom, and I'm excited about where God is taking us on this day.
Amen. And I bless God for you, woman of God. God is going to open up doors for you that no man can shut in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And God is just going to do great things in your ministry. So I bless God for you. Thank you again for having
me. Thank you. Absolutely. I received that. We're going to go to a musical break and we'll be back.
You are Let me hear you. You need me.
You need.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Excuse me. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. They say you can do they give you guidelines if you want to surrender your life to Christ. I'm not going to have you do the sinner's prayer. You come to God just the way you are, because you can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. You say, Lord, I need you. I've tried it my way and it did not work. I'm surrendering to you, Lord. Help me get on the right path. It's just that easy. I didn't say the sinner's prayer. I said, Lord, I need you. I've been doing wrong all this time. Please help me. And he did. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. But welcome. We're here to help you get where you need to be, show you how to have a relationship with God, and push you into your destiny. Now you surrender your life to Christ. Nowhere from Genesis to Revelation said it's going to be easy. It's going to get better day by day. I'm going to give you three keys since you surrender your life to Christ. One, get you a Bible. Excuse me, King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. Whether you go online or visit, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join us at 6705 Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. Again, that's, excuse me, my allergies, is 6705 HAIGHT Street, excuse me, Houston, Texas, 77028. So our service is at 11:30. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. This is very critical when you surrender your life to Christ. You're a new creature. You're a new creature. You're new. You're a newbie in the Word. And whoever's coming, you must be preaching and walking the same thing. They can't do one or the other. It has to be both. Remember, get your Bible, King James, and NIV. Find your church home. Wherever you go, find your church home. You're definitely welcome to join us at 11:30 at 6705 HAIGHT Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. Or if you heard somebody that's ever been on a broadcast for Women's Day Thursday or Man Up Monday and you want to visit them, let us know. That's no problem. You can text us at 346-419-2529. Absolutely, we will connect you. Because it's not about Chief and I, it's about spreading the word of God. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. Now, I still make the blessed oil. It is free. It does not cost. If you need it, say, Apostle Kashima, I need some blessed oil. If you're in Houston and we're able to meet, we can meet up with you. If not, I can mail it to you. It is free. It's not miracle water, miracle soap, miracle cloth. All in your faith is what anoints the oil. It's already prayed over, consecrated over, and you definitely welcome to have some. You can reach me at 346-419-2529 if you want to get some blessed oil. Also, Core Gives and Gives Body Scrub is still in effect. If you want to be a part of it, text me. I will send you the site for you to go on and order it. It will leave your skin so smooth. Homemade with almond oil. I'm telling you, it will do wonders for your skin. Remember, if you don't learn anything else, don't forget this. You're not in this by yourself, woman of God. God loves you. Remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always been right there with you. It's us that leave him. Hold fast. Trust God. And know that he can turn it around for you. Even though the storm looked rough, that you've been in it for a while, but know this, it will not last. Keep pushing through. Know that God loves you, and so do we. If you ever want to reach us again, you can at 346-419-2529. for the Bless the All or Core Get the Gifts, or if you want to talk to one of the speakers, excuse me, that's been on the show, keep your armor of God on. Keep your armor on, people of God. Don't ever take it off. Your helmet of salvation needs to stay on your head 24/7, because that's the first thing the enemy was going to attack, is your mind. And he knows if he has your mind, he has everything else in control. Remember what the woman of God said. How do you see yourself? Sometimes we need to do a self-check. Maybe it's time for you to do a self-check. Excuse me. Don't forget, God loves you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hope you have a blessed and phenomenal day. Don't forget to tune in Monday with Chief Apostle Douglas at 8 a.m. to hear the man of God that he has coming on. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. We're here to encourage and inspire you, and you're not in this by yourself. Be blessed.
This ain't no ordinary word. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have in this world. Come on, help me say. Tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her town. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. She said, if I could only touch but the give of his garment, I'ma give it all I have in this moment. Come on, help me sing. Play. Somebody say play, Elijah, play.